Okay, here's the deal. Ethan Hawke steps behind the camera, sort of, to profile one of his personal heroes in Seymour, An Introduction. In the film, Hawke conducts extensive interviews with and collects footage of concert pianist Seymour Bernstein. While there is a certain compelling interest in Bernstein's life, the narrative in the feature is painfully unfocused. Hawke also can't help but step in front of the camera and talk from behind it to inject himself into the documentary. This can work for more personal pieces, but it seems that Hawke can't remember that the spotlight's supposed to be on someone else. Sure, Bernstein has some interesting things to say, but the movie plods through the interviews with unfocused boredom. There are times where it's repetitive, and other times it strays too far from its own point. In the end, while I found myself respecting Bernstein, I did not find myself interested at all in him. Seymour, An Introduction gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.